I run over to southern Illinois quite a bit out of Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and I haul eggs to a factory. And there's this one-part stretch of road between Highway 45 and Highway 37. They both run north and south. And there's a connector road that runs in between them. And this is all rural area. This is all on the 20-mile stretch of road. And all it's on there is maybe two dozen houses. The rest is all cornfield, bean fields. I mean,
yeah.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, it was in April. I was running across there about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was going west, and on the eastbound side, I saw a truck up ahead of me by a mile ahead of me. It had his flashers on. And the closer I got, I saw that he was sitting on the side of the road with his headlights off and the flashers on. Well, the closer I got, I saw a couple of cows running westbound in the eastbound lane up past his truck. I'm thinking, well, you know, he saw the cows coming, and, you know, he just pulled over for them.
Right. You don't want to hit those.
Oh, no. So I slowed down. I was maybe going 15, 20 miles an hour going by him. You know, I saw the model of the truck. I saw the color of it. I saw the cows. And once I passed it, I looked back in my mirror, probably went 20, 30 feet once I passed it. And when I got past it, it was gone. No truck, no cows, no nothing.
How could it?
And this road is flat and straight, and there's nothing to block my vision whatsoever.
Even if it had taken off, you would have seen it.
Oh, yeah. Because the stretch of road, there's about a 10-mile stretch before you can get to the first curve or hill or anything. I was like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm seeing this. And, you know, I've only been up. You know, I've been awake for 3 or 4 hours. I was in good shape.
Well, did you? Yeah, for a moment, though, did you question your own sanity?
Yeah, I was like, man, I said, that was so strange. But I'm not done yet. Listen to this. After that happened, you know, I went and dropped my load, switched out trailers, and I come back. And about 2 months later to the day, about the same time in the morning, I was going eastbound on the same road, and it was late at night, dark, black, and I ran into a herd of cows.
No.
I swear.
You smashed right into them?
There's probably about 20 cows on the road. Not in the area where that truck was, maybe about 10 miles on down the road. And I run up on the herd of cows. It was all black. And I didn't have no time to react or
nothing. My God. Where'd they come from? They came loose from a field or something?
There's a nearby farm about 3 miles away from where I hit them.
And they broke loose?
Uh-huh. And when I come up on them, I saw the whole herd. They was all in the middle of the road. And, George, there was so much cow manure on that road, it was like hitting grease.
How many did you smash into?
Probably those 20 cows, I only ran over one.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was so bizarre.
Any damage to the cab?
I bent back the bumper into the steer tire and pushed back the hood a little bit. I was able to drive it back. And when the Illinois State Police showed up, there was three of them. And when they showed up, they didn't want to get out of their patrol cars.
It was that bad, huh?
There was so much manure on them.
Oh, my God.
They didn't want to get their juice.
No, I don't believe. They don't want to step around at 2 in the morning.
They were laughing at me, making fun of me. And I just told him, I said, 2 months ago, I swear to God, I saw a truck on the side of the road, and he's waiting on these cows. And I could not believe it.
That is weird. You know what? Is it possible you may have seen yourself? Now, in your case, you ran into them. But could that have been you in another dimension pulled over on the side of the road?
Well, looking back, you know, anything's possible because, you know, I'm a firm believer. Anything possible. Anything's possible in this universe.
Man, that's right. So, anyways, how did the state police, what did they do? I mean, how did they clear the road? How did they get rid of the cattle?
The cow I hit, he was going south from the north, and I was going east and west. So I caught him with the passenger side of the truck. So by the time I hit him and kind of threw him out of the way, he's probably about an 800-pound cow.
That's a pretty good size.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And he was on the shoulder. And the area I was in is totally, you know, sparse and hardly no traffic at all.
So, I mean, what do? They call somebody to come round them up?
They finally found the owner, and the owner showed up, and they kind of herded him off back to the farm.
A couple at a time, huh?
Oh, cows, you know, if they stay together, they'll all go the same way.
Really? They'll follow each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Once you get the first one to go, then they'll all go.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
And But that was about it. It was so unreal.
That is strange.
I cannot believe it happened.
That is weird. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That is one weird story.